I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
I think he'll be fine. I just think it stinks that it's been so prolonged, you know. It kind of stinks, but it is what it is. I'm sure he's taking time to work in his game and get rest and, you know, clean up anything that he wasn't happy with. So I'm sure he'll be ready to go as well as the rest of the team. But, you know, I think that big of a break, it probably be a little bit of a feeling out process in game one. But once you get through that game one, you're back in the swing.
Amerks getting the North Division Final Series kicked off tomorrow night at Blue Cross Arena against Laval. Head coach Mike Leone joining us as he does every week at this time. And coach, do you believe in divine intervention? Because we have a new pope. He's an American pope, and he's chosen the name, your nickname, Leo. Pope Leo, Mike Leone. This is destiny, coach.
It is.
Yeah, I hope so. It's pretty, it's pretty wild.
How many people texted you when we had that announcement last week, Coach?
You know what? Just you guys, to be honest with you. I don't think anybody.
We're the only
one I talked to. I don't know. My wife had no clue.
We are the only clowns in your life. That's what you're saying. The only clowns you associate with are here on the sports bar.
Oh, my gosh. Pope Leo, an American. These are signs here.
It's good. I hope so.
Coach, how was we're usually asking about the games that happened and the games. How was the week for you where you had no games this week?
It was good. I mean, I think everybody's just excited to play. It's been a long time. Had gave the guys off on Mother's Day and had three really good practices. Monday, Tuesday. I think everybody's just ready to go. I think we're excited. Guys worked really hard to put us in this position. It's a really good opponent. I think everybody just wants to compete. I think we got meetings in the morning and stuff, but I know guys are just ready to play. As a staff, we're ready to see our guys play. Everybody's excited about the opportunity. So, you can't wait for puck drop.
Amerks hosting Laval, game one, the North Division final tomorrow night, Blue Cross Arena. You'll hear the action on The Fan Rochester. We certainly encourage you to go out and support the Rochester Americans. Head coach Mike Leone joining us. Can we talk a little bit about the format? Because I want to say last week when we spoke, we didn't really know what the format was going to be. We now know that we will host game one and game two. You at least have those two guaranteed home games in this five-game series. Is that ideal? Does that play more into our hand than it does Laval's?
I think it's good that we get to start at home. If you look at all the series in the AHL, every single series is 2-3. You could look at the Charlotte series. They lose two at home. they go win two on the road, and then it's a game five. You know, I think there's a bunch of different ways you could look at it. I'm more game to game. We start at home. That's when they tell us we're playing, so we got to be ready to go then and then go from there. We've been good in that building. You know, it's the playoffs, so I think, you know, regardless of what the format is, I think we're excited about starting at home. You know, usually if you're not the top seed, you're starting on the road. We've been really good at home, obviously, in playoffs against Syracuse. So, yeah, it's different for sure, but it is what it is, and we just got to be ready to go. Game one is going to be really important.
Coach, the Montreal Gazette reported that Laval wanted to go 2-2-1, and the Amerks declined. Is that report true?
I don't know. That's above my pay grade. I don't know. Like, I honestly don't. We were just told by Tones and our general manager we're going 2-3, so we want 2-3. I honestly don't pay too much attention to it, but I think it's when you're talking about series and, you know, decisions on the arena, time slot and everything. I think that's, you know, ownership group and general manager, you know, the probably people at Montreal Canadiens, Buffalo Sabres. So when they told us they were playing 2-3, we were fine with it. Every other team is doing it. And, I don't really have an answer for you. They just said we're 2-3, so we want 2-3.
Mike, we know that goalies are a different breed, and we've got one that's been an absolute witch throughout the course of the season in Devin, and I'm just curious how you manage a goaltender who's had a 13-day layoff and is about to, you know, get peppered for a series here after having that kind of a time off.
Yeah, I mean, we had a scrimmage day, kind of simulated a game on Saturday. Really 70-minute practices the 2 days before that, so it was really intense. Got a lot of shots. He's putting in work with Shamo, the goalie coach, and it's difficult. You wish you were playing all the time, especially with how we played in that series and a lot of momentum, but. You know, I know Dev will be ready to go. He's been good against Laval, and we're going to need him to be good.
Health of the team, are we good? No setbacks with Komarov? Is he available for you tomorrow night?
Yep, Comey and Rusek will be good to go.
Perfect. Then nothing else cropped up this week?
Nope. Everybody's good. Everybody's ready to go.
So, it's a good problem to have, right? Because you have other guys like Brännström and others. I mean, somebody's going to be the odd man out. You know, just generally speaking, how do you manage one of these situations when you know there's going to be a good player not getting going to be able to dress here?
You know, it's difficult for sure, but I think that it starts with, you know, having conversations with guys earlier in the year. I mean, if you ask any guy in the team, I think they know. The communication from my standpoint, from the assistant coach's standpoint, I don't think everybody all season has ever questioned where they're at, I'm very black and white when it comes to that stuff or where they're at. There's going to be good guys out of the lineup, but at the same time, you got to be a really good teammate. Got to show up at the rink, make sure you're cheering the guys on. That's really important. The guys that, you know, Brännström, a difficult conversation to start the series. We said we're going to need you. He played game three. Comey was out. He was a great teammate. He was there supporting the guys and played a really good game for us. So you need everyone at this time of the year. Usually in series, it all works itself out. But, you know, our guys have been great about it all year. I think it starts with our staff and the communication with knowing where everyone is and how valuable everyone is. You know, just look at our lineup. You know, Warren was second leading scorer in playoffs so far. You know, not many people would probably expect that, but internally we know how big of a part of a team he is, and you need everybody at this time of the year to pull their weight.
Head coach Mike Leone, Rochester Americans, joining us here in the Sports Bar as his team prepares for the North Division Finals against Laval, Game 1 at home, Blue Cross Arena, coming up tomorrow night at 7:05. Coach, we're going to be at the game on Friday, right before Game 2, broadcasting live from the upper atrium. I know you're not going to look past Game 1, but when we're thinking about Game 2, as tradition, we don't normally talk to the head coach before a game when we do the live broadcast.
It's like seeing the bride on your wedding day. You can't do that.
Yeah, you've spoken throughout the course of this season highly of both of your assistants, both Vinny and Pacer. So I guess my question is, which one are you going to sacrifice to us clowns come Friday night when we're there broadcasting live for a quick chat on the game?
It'll probably be Pacer. Vinny might get, I don't know. Vinny's, if I mess up Vinny's routine, he ain't going to be too happy with me. So it might be Pacer. Vinny's, if you know Vinny's very, very routine. He still lives his life like he still plays in the NHL, and I mean that respectfully. I call him Lance Armstrong because he's on his, he probably bikes like 40 miles a day.
Shit. This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He's a machine. He's a machine.
Think of how far you've come here, because you come in. These guys were here before you, Coach. Like, what was that like? Like, oh, here is your new job, and these are your two assistants. And sometimes the new head coach gets to pick the assistants. That decision was made for you. But what has that been like growing with these two guys along the way?
Yeah, I think probably one of my strengths, I'm a big I'm very, I guess you would say, calm and poised. And I don't get too high, don't get too low. And, you know, part of the reason is that I got to play for probably the best coach in hockey right now, and I learned a lot from him and how to manage people and how to manage, I give those guys a lot, and they have a voice, and they probably do a lot more than other coaches. And it was my job was to figure out their strengths, what they're really good at, and then put them in positions to succeed. I think that's also part of being a head coach. Is it's not about me. It's not about, I'm the new head coach. I don't ever feel like that. We're a team. We're all in this together. And they're a huge part of where we're at, and I give them a lot. And I think, they take pride in that. I think they're, I don't know. I wasn't here last year. I don't know if it's different, but that's just how I operate. And those guys have a huge say in our team, and, they've been awesome. They're fantastic. And I love both of those guys.
Mike Leone, Rochester Americans head coach, our guest in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia getting ready for tomorrow night as the Amherst series against Laval, the North Division Finals, gets underway at Blue Cross Arena. You could still get your tickets, the Blue Cross Arena box office, Ticketmaster.com. You can hear the action here on The Fan Rochester as well, your proud home of Rochester Americans hockey. And I don't know, Coach, I guess after a 13-day layoff, let's get it the F on. What do you say?
What did you guys say?
No. Like he said it.
No one.
You said it wrong, Danger.
No one's got it right so far.
Oh boy, now I'm in trouble.
GITFO.
Yeah, no one's got it right so far. I haven't heard one person get it right.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
No, I don't mean that in a bad way. It's kind of. I. It's funny. I see people, but no one. No one's got it right.
You're like, this is cute, like, Danger, what you're trying to do. Well,
yeah, some people say get it out, or I just kind of laugh. It's actually kind of funny because us and the guys talk about it all the time, like the players, and it's just funny. We'll We're like, hey, did you see that one tweet? This one guy said this. It's kind of funny, to be honest with you. And the players are smart. Like, they're very, like, they know what's going on.
I love it. Well, whatever you're doing, whatever you're doing is working. We got to keep that motivated, keep everybody ready to go. Good luck tomorrow night. We're excited to see what the world looks like when we talk again on Tuesday, and we'll see you at the arena come Friday.
Hey, but the NBA draft is rigged, by the way. That's rigged. That's for a different
Well, we were
time.
Talking about that. Okay, so what's your take? I mean, I don't like the culture. I don't like the culture of losing that tanking breeds, and I think it's a hard thing for teams to get out of. This was a situation where you had a team that, yeah, that you could say that maybe they were tanking towards the end of the season. They had a 1% chance to win the lottery. They win the lottery. Can we just eliminate lotteries in the NHL and NBA and come up with a different system?
I agree. I'm not a fan of that. It's just crazy how the whole Luka thing happens, and then all of a sudden they get the one pick. That's why it's good for sports talk radio, that's for sure.
Well, maybe next week we'll learn.
I was watching the basketball game, too. That was too bad what happened to Tatum. I'm a big basketball fan. I watch a lot of NBA.
Yeah, Tatum looked like he was giving it his all. I mean, like, he was kind of carrying things there, and you hate to see that kind of injury happen. But, I also don't want to take anything away from the Knicks who battled back there.
No, for sure. They've been great. Brunson is he's a big
dog.
Time player, but
yeah.
He's a dog.
Are you a Piston fan? Because Isaiah Stewart's
big time.
Isaiah Stewart's big from time. Rochester. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. He's a dog.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Maybe we can get him out to an Amherst game here.
Yeah, that'd be great. He dropped a puck.
Love it. Coach,
okay.
Good luck tomorrow night. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Okay, see you guys.
You got it. There he is, Mike Leone, head coach, Rochester Americans. Loose. Ready. Tomorrow night, game one at Blue Cross Arena. Go get your tickets. Go support this team on their Calder Cup run.
So let's review some of the things we learned, okay? Number one, Gitfo. Like, okay, whatever the saying is, you said it wrong. I'm saying it wrong. Everybody's saying it wrong.
It's not get it the F on. Well, I can't say it the way they want me to say it.
Right, maybe that's it. That could be it. Point number two. We're the only ones that texted him, hey, congratulations, Pope.
Yeah.
I would think.
Pope Leo.
People. Yeah.
No, we're clowns. I mean, at this point, we're jesters in his court is what we are. We're court jesters.
Point three, the 2-3 format. He's right. He didn't have any say in that. If you're the team that is not the better seed, you want to guarantee yourself the two gates. It is a business, after all, and that's why every one of these teams opted for the 2-3. Think about that. Like, wouldn't you have gone to your head coach and be like, hey, what's better for your team? And I believe Mike when he said, no, I wasn't part of that conversation, for the format there.
It's a business decision.
Yeah.
This is the AHL, and they're doing everything they can to make money. And that fuels every league. That fuels every team. I get it. I think it's interesting. We'll see how it plays out. But the 2-2-1 just feels like in a five-game series, that's what you would want. Cut back on the travel a little bit here and maybe save a few bucks that way. At least you've got all four remaining series following the same format. There isn't sort of any inequity in one direction or the other.
No, and then when we get to the next round, okay, we get to the best of seven.
Which is way, honestly, it should be. But again, we're in the business of making money here if you're the AHL, and that kind of travel might be a bit of a drain on some of these teams. We'll take a break.
We kind of have Leone off-season. Like, hey, what you could have kept him. Like, what do you think of Pete Rose now going to the Hall of Fame?
He's a sports guy. Yeah. And he also identifies like, oh, that's good for sports talk radio. Yeah. We did talk about the NBA draft lottery. Sucking. Why do we have lotteries? Get rid of them. That sucks. It sucks that a team with a 1% chance. Yeah, it leads to people saying what he said. It's rigged.
We did a show once. Sports conspiracy theories that you actually believe.
Yeah.
And there's two of them I actually believe. One of them being the frozen envelope. When you watch the video, the first NBA draft lottery with the top prize, Georgetown's Patrick Ewing. Oh my gosh. And there's Adam Silver reaching around, the idea that the envelope was frozen. Therefore, he knew which one to pick and he's fumbling through and he finally finds it. It's like, that looks suspicious. I believe that conspiracy theory. The other one is Curt Schilling did not bleed. That was red paint or whatever he was using on the sock. I'm sorry.
Did Wilt Chamberlain score 100 points in a game?
That's fact.
I don't know if I buy it. I mean, it was so long ago. Why? Because he's holding up a sign that says 100. Who was there? Who saw it? Who witnessed it?
It was in Hershey Park, PA.
Yeah, sure.
A neutral site game.
Yeah, okay. Hershey Park of all places. You know, it's a nice black and white photo of him holding up a sign with the number 100, but it doesn't mean that he scored 100 points in that game. Who witnessed it? Did anybody? Were there fans there? Were there spectators there?
Weird thing is, you would think.
I don't hear anybody saying, I remember when Wilt scored 100 points in a game. Nobody saw
where
that.
Where are the other photos from that?
Right.
Or video. Like,
right.
You would think that there would be just the one photo of him.
Yeah, congratulations. I could do that. If I hold up a photo of 100, I could walk around and tell everybody, yeah, I scored 100 in an NBA game once. I'll get a puck with tape on it and say, yeah, look, this is my first NHL goal. Don't you think? What do you think? It's for my time in the show.
What's more suspicious, Dallas winning the lottery or, oh, you know what, sorry Islanders, you're not going to get an all-star game, but you win the lottery.
Yeah, I don't like it. I'm done with draft lotteries. They turn them into made-for-TV events. The NHL, I still don't understand how they came up with their system. Their system is so convoluted and difficult to understand and impossible for fans to actually stay engaged in and understand what's going on. I mean, if you're a Sixers fan last night, at least you're excited. You're like, oh, wow, we're in. We're in the top four. That's exciting. They still have a chance at number one. But I think there's got to be a solution that can eliminate the culture of losing that breeds from tanking, where you're still giving the worst team the best player to try and even the playing field, to give them a chance to even the playing field.
That being said, Cooper Flagg in Dallas is much better than the NBA for, insert here, Utah, Washington, Charlotte,
sure,
any of those teams.
Sure. I was secretly hoping he would land in San Antonio. I thought, oh my God, if he's in San Antonio, you have Flagg and Wembanyama, woof.
Phoenix would have been a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
They would have been back.
Philly would have been fun, too. You put him in Embiid. I mean, do they coexist? How does that all work? That would have been exciting for Philly fan as well. So, I look, again, Nico feels like the luckiest executive in all of professional sports after winning that lottery last night. And that's something I think we'll be talking about, much like we talked about the Penguins and their, you know, nabbing of Crosby after having Lemieux for all those years. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We've got some scheduling morsels to share here from the last 24 hours in advance of the NFL's full schedule release tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We have time for your calls as well. If you want to join us at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.